And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Center for Louisiana Studies presents the Backyard Series this evening at Vermilionville. This evening is a showcase for the UL Lafayette Traditional Music Program. Dr. Mark DeWitt, who's the Tommy Como Endowed Professor of Music, will be there with some of his instructors in the traditional music program, including Yvette Landry, Mitch Reed, Nathan Williams Jr., Al Berard, and many of his students who are both in the ensemble and the individual classes. They will be performing, and any questions the audience has about the traditional music program and plans for the future, they will be welcome this evening. It starts at 6:30. The doors open at 6. It's a free program open to everyone. The program is in the Performance Center at Vermilionville this evening. The UL Lafayette Chorale and Chamber Singers continue their fall concerts called Folk Song. This evening, the concert will be at Asbury United Methodist Church in Lafayette on Johnston Street at 7:30. It's a free program and open to everyone. The program, Folk Song, will explore shaker tunes, popular music, hymns, and multicultural music in the states from Sweden, Germany, Scotland, Russia, and Latin America. Acadiana Pride continues its Louisiana Words series. Readers will be reading poetry and fiction about triumph and power, and that will be tonight at 7:30 in Lafayette at Fame Nightlife. Dr. Marcia Godet, Professor of English Emeritus, will give the first annual Ernest J. Gaines lecture tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the Ernest J. Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupre Library. The title of her talk is Gumbo as Metaphor, Foodways in the Work of Ernest J. Gaines. She says Gaines uses Louisiana foodways as a means of communication, as a source of power and control, as an index of social and economic relationships, and as a source of humor. Eating events are powerful metaphors for social and cultural conflicts and negotiations. Her presentation will be tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the third floor of Dupre Library. This is the first annual Ernest J. Gaines lecture. All are invited and is free and open to the public. And the Gumbo Cook-Off will be taking place tomorrow, November 13th, from 4:30 to 7:30 in Parc International. Teams will be costuming themselves and decorating their booths with the theme Festivals of Louisiana. This is being put on by the Realtor Association of Acadiana. And there will be a forum on prison reform tomorrow at the South Louisiana Community College. It's being sponsored by the Pelican Institute and the ACLU of Louisiana. That will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening in the DeValcourt building of the South Louisiana Community College. The panelists will be Marjorie Eastman, who is the executive director of the ACLU of Louisiana, Kevin Kane, State Senator Fred Mills, Representative Terry Landry, and Judge Ricky Wicker. The panel will be moderated by Caroline Balchunas. The event is free and open to the public. Tomorrow evening in downtown Lafayette, Voices in Autumn. This is a part of the Voices Seasonal Reading Series. Will be held from 7 until 9 p.m. Readers will include Mark Vincennes, Gina Ferrara, Matthew Hufferick, and Carol Rice. All are invited. It is a free program. And if you'd like to know more about it, you can contact Claire L. Martin at martin.clairel@gmail.com. That's tomorrow evening, 7 to 9 p.m., Voices in Autumn in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. That's 812 Jefferson Street. The Eunice Players Theater's production of The 39 Steps will run November 13th through the 21st at the Eunice Players Theater. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 457-2156. That's the Eunice Players Theater. The Acadiana Center for the Arts PASA Main Stage Series will present the group Sweet Plantain tomorrow evening at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. The Sweet Plantain is a mixture. It's a string quartet, a new string quartet that fuses jazz improv and Latin rhythms and hip-hop and their original writing. They are from a variety of places, including the Bronx, New Jersey, and Venezuela. Sweet Plantain. For more information, you can go to the ACA website. They will have a link to Sweet Plantain, and you can get tickets for that performance, which is tomorrow evening at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. And the Southern Screen Festival takes place this week, beginning on the 14th and running through the weekend. They will be showing a blues-related film about James Booker called Bayou Maharaja. That's for their opening night. The screening is on November 14th, that's Thursday, at the Light Center, beginning at 7:30 p.m. The filmmaker, who's from New Orleans, will be there, so it's a great event for blues fans. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can go to the Southern Screen Film Festival website or to their Facebook page. That's the Southern Screen Film Festival running November 14th through the 17th. The Olafiette School of Music and Performing Arts presents State of La Danse November 14th through the 16th. That will be at 7:30 and on the 17th, a Sunday at 2 o'clock. All performances will be in the auditorium at Angel Hall on the UL Lafayette campus. The third annual Spellebration will be held at the Lafayette Science Museum. It is in support of the Lafayette Public Library and includes quite a number of teams, adult spelling bee teams. There are teams of four who compete for the title of King or Queen Bee. That will be Thursday, November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Lafayette Science Museum. The ticket includes food, drinks, and a private viewing of the museum's exhibit, Leaving Earth, the Story of Space Travel. Tickets are available by calling 261-5781 or emailing spellebration@lplfoundation.com or call the Lafayette Parish Libraries. Any branch can direct you. The Abbey Players continues its run of Things My Mother Taught Me by Catherine DeSavino. Tickets are available by calling the Abbey Players Theater or going to their website, abbeyplayers.org. And the Lake Charles Little Theater continues its production of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire at the Little Theater in Lake Charles. Tickets are available by calling the Little Theater or going to their website, thelclt.com. Continuing at Cité des Arts this weekend, the play The Undertaker and His Wife. It is actually an original musical comedy, albeit a dark original musical comedy by Travis Guillory. We'll be speaking with him this week about The Undertaker and His Wife. That will continue at Cité des Arts through the 24th. Tickets are available through the website, citedesarts.org, or by calling them. The UL Jazz Ensemble will present a concert this Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is a part of the ACA's Jazz at the Center series, and this will be a cabaret show that features table seating, refreshments, and two sets of big band jazz music. It will include music by Duke Ellington, Lee Morgan, Wayne Shorter. You'll hear charts from the libraries of Count Basie, Buddy Rich, Doc Severinsen, and many others. For tickets, you can contact the ACA, you can call them, or go to their website. And Archive Aid 10 will take place this Friday at the Blue Moon. Music starts at 7:45. It opens a little bit earlier. There will be music and food, special musical performances by the Rec Street Rounders, the Revelers, and Bonsoir Catin. Archivist Chris Segura and intern Adam Ducey will be preparing the meal, and there will be lots of information about the archives there. That is this Friday, the 15th, and that's Archive Aid 10. For more information, stop by the Center for Louisiana Studies website or their Facebook page. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also listen to podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. Just go to that program site, and you can either listen to archived shows or download them for listening to later on. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, it's From the Top. At 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz. It begins with Night Train Jazz, hosted by John Green. That's from 8 until 10. And then Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.